I work with high-ticket design clients. I can even say only high-ticket design clients at this point. And my biggest surprise when I first started charging $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 per project was that there's no more work when you charge more. It's the same process like when working with cheap clients. It's actually even easier and faster. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. My name is Katie Sandel, and this episode was brought to you by Aventive Academy, an online business education platform that helps brand, graphic, and web designers get more clients, increase their pricing, and build a profitable design business. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, and you can find out more about starting and growing your freelance design business at AventiveAcademy.com. A lot of designers ask me how a process looks like when working with high-ticket clients. And when I say high-ticket clients, I'm talking about $8,000, $10,000, $15,000, even, you know, $20,000, $25,000. I'm not talking about like $50,000 project, but I'm also not talking about $5,000 project. I mean, $5,000 is fine, but I wouldn't consider that as like high-ticket. So let's just think about, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 client. The way we work with high-ticket clients at my branding agency is, I mean, it's very easy. So someone would contact us either via email or they would fill out a contact form on our website or they would call me directly because I know a lot of people and I used to go for a lot of different networking events. So sometimes people would just have my email directly or my phone number because they're coming through referrals and through people that we both know. So after someone contacts us, usually I would schedule a call with them. I mean, not usually, that is the next step for sure. So I schedule a Zoom call with them. I like to see them. I like to see their face and facial expression. Like when I say something, either that's price or scope of work or how we do things. Like I just want to see if we are on the same page while talking. And, you know, when you take a phone call, you can say things and they're like, yeah, sure. But then, you know, maybe that's not what they really want to hear nor what they really need. So to me, it's very important to see them. Sometimes, yeah, you know, they will maybe not have their camera on and that's totally fine. But at least then they can see you. I mean, they can see me and that builds some trust. So I don't have to convince them as much as like if we were talking just on the call or if everything went via email. So I really, really focus and really put effort into getting them on the Zoom call. From there, I would, you know, during the call, I would ask them what problems they have and I would figure out if we can solve those problems and how we can solve them, how long the process is going to be and how much money that process is going to cost, like how much money is going to be their investment for their brand. So, you know, whatever it is that we offer in that, because, you know, it really depends who our clients are, who our client at that moment is, because most of the time we would start with brand strategy, you know, help them with their brand plan. And then from there, we would work on visual identity and then graphic design, like labels, packaging, and then website designs. Sometimes if they don't have a product-based business, then we would work on brand strategy, visual identity, and websites. And, you know, then we skip the third phase, which would be labels and packaging for product-based businesses. So yeah, then, you know, we tell them what is that we can do for them. We tell them what the package is and we tell them how much money that's going to cost them. A lot of designers are afraid of doing this because they think that people will, I don't know, that they will scare clients off. But at the end of the day, you have to tell them how much your services are going to cost, no matter what. And it's easier and better to do that during the call than to keep them hanging and to keep them waiting for your proposal. Because if they think that your services are going to be $5,000, but you're planning on charging them $15,000. And when you work on that proposal and send it to them, they will be shocked and they will immediately tell you no. You know, but if you're talking to them and if you tell them, so this project is going to be $15,000 because this is what it includes. This is how much, you know, money, this is how much time I need to spend on this project. This is how many people are going to be involved, you know, so at least they will understand the scope of work and you can, you know, chat with them and go back and forth and figure out deliverables and things like that. And it's way, way easier if you do that on the call than via email. So my advice is to always tell them how much something's going to cost them. And if you don't know the exact amount, at least tell them this project is going to be about around $20,000. Does that work for you? And wait to see, to hear what they say, because, you know, it's very, very important to hear that feedback and to hear what they're going to say, if that's expensive to them or not. Once they approve, once they say, yeah, that sounds great, you can say, okay, amazing. I'm going to create a proposal now for you where I'm going to put everything we talked about like in one document and send it to you. Once you approve the proposal, I will also send you the contract and an invoice so that you can pay and sign the contract at the same time. And then from there, we would have a brand strategy call. In the past, I used to do brand strategy over two sessions. So I would usually schedule them, let's say like on Monday and on Thursday or Wednesday and the next week on Monday. Like I like to have a few days gap so that I can go through all their answers and then figure out what's missing, what additional questions I need to ask them and so on. Now, because I have a lot of experience in building brands and working on brand strategies, instead of two separate days, and by the way, each day I used to have like a call with them for like 3 to 4 hours. Like, oh my God, that was so long. So like 6 to 8 hours is just me asking questions to a client. I cannot even believe anyone wants to do brand strategy with me. But now I do brand strategy over 2 to 3 hours. Like that's maximum and it's in one day. Sometimes even shorter. It depends on what the brand is all about, because I've worked with so many brands in the past that I already sometimes even have answers before or without asking any questions. However, I like to make sure that my clients are heard. I want to know their goals, what they're trying to accomplish, how you're going to get there, how they need to sound to others, how, like, let's figure out what they need to look like, who their ideal client is, how you're going to attract them, all that. So after we had that initial call, like 2 to 3 hours, then it would usually take about a week to 2 weeks maximum to complete the brand strategy document. Once the brand strategy is completed, we send that to the client and then we see if there are some revisions. If there is something that we need to change, then we would schedule another call. However, most of the time, that's it. We send the brand strategy document. It's approved within a couple of days. And then from there, we work on their visual identity. So what's included in visual identity is their logo, typography, colors, and styled imagery. So it's a brand board. And we send one solution only. So one logo, one color palette, a couple of different fonts, but not like different options to choose from. But basically, we send everything in. And then from there, either there are revisions or there are no revisions. And then we move on to the third phase, which would be labels and packaging. So I focus on helping clients who have product-based businesses. And it's just something that I love. It's like my personal choice. So I love working with product-based businesses, specifically with health, wellness, self-care product-based businesses like bath bombs, skincare lines, supplement companies, things like that. So that's, you know, my focus. So that's why that is like our phase three. But if I work with someone who doesn't have a product and it's a service-based business, then basically we just keep that like a third step. And we move on to the fourth step, which is website design and development. And actually copywriting goes before website design and development. And I have a copywriter who helps. So that's the next step. So now you see all those like four steps, right? So the first one was brand strategy, then visual identity, then graphic design. I call it graphic design, but basically it's a print design, and then web design. And you see that this Like, this process is completely the same if I was now to charge them $5,000 instead of $20,000. And that's the thing. The process is always the same, no matter how much money you charge them and no matter how big your client is. Now, I also want to mention that, yes, there can be a huge, huge difference if the client is huge. So, you know, I just said that it doesn't matter how big your client is, but it does kind of matter. Like, if you're working with a large, large company that has a lot of co-founders and managers, and maybe they have investors and a lot of decision makers, then that project is going to drag. It's going to take so much longer to be approved, because each step of the way, you will have a lot of people that you'll be working with. And then, you know, that's when you kind of like start changing this process that I just talked about. But most of the time between, there's no difference between someone who's going to pay you $8,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. You know, it's very similar process because the client size is very similar as well. So now when it comes to like my personal opinion, I don't like working with less than, let's say, like 3 to 5K clients, because they usually micromanage, they think they're creative, and they always have a lot of revisions, they want to make changes, they ask a lot of people who are not professional designers, by the way, like they ask their family and friends, and I mean, that is a lot of money for them. So they're careful, you know, it's totally understandable, but it's just not my thing. And usually they would ask a lot of questions, they will want to call you nonstop, they will send a lot of emails. And again, I'm not judging, I'm just saying that they, you know, if they're going to pay you $5,000 and if that's all they have, they want to make sure that you're going to deliver the results that they need. And if someone is going to pay you 10 to 20K, then, you know, they already have a lot more money, and they know what it means to invest. So they don't see this as like, oh, I need to spend on branding. No, I need to invest in branding. So they will trust you more. They will want to step back, and they want you to be a professional designer, professional brand strategist or web designer, whatever it is that you do. And they want to step back. They don't want to be involved. They already spend the money. They don't want to spend their time too. You know, so that's kind of the difference between like cheaper and high ticket clients. And also, I don't like working with bigger clients, like bigger than that. So if someone has like $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, they're too big for me in a way that I personally don't enjoy working with them, because as mentioned, then there are too many people who are involved, the projects are dragging, waiting for approvals and feedback and so on. So that's, you know, just not my preference. That's why I always like to keep my projects within like 10 to 25K. That's my main and my preference. So most of my projects are actually $15,000. And usually those are not just like startups, and those are also not like clients who are like huge, but those are people who have businesses, they have had them like for a few years maybe, and now they're looking to rebrand. And then this is the the process that I talked about today is the process that I take them through. So brand strategy, visual identity, graphic, or, you know, print design, and then website design. Now I want to walk you through each step of the process to tell you exactly what's included in brand strategy, and then also like how we do the visual identity based on the brand strategy, print designs, and website. So brand strategy is a long-term plan for attracting customers to your client's brand. And that sounds really easy to understand, but a lot of designers are still confused by it. And in a way, like, why would they do brand strategy? Well, if you're not doing brand strategy at the moment, you actually are doing brand strategy. You're just not charging for it. You know, the questionnaire that you send to your clients? Well, that's kind of brand strategy in a way shorter form, but it is a brand strategy where you try to figure out who your clients are, what is that they're trying to accomplish, who they want to work with. And then you also maybe ask them about their design preference, which is not a good idea because they're not designers. So basically, brand strategy is kind of replacing your questionnaire, but being able to charge for it. So as mentioned, brand strategy is a long-term plan for attracting customers to your client's brand. And that sounds like really, really good. And that is something that you should always mention to your clients, because at the end of the day, their end goal is not to have a fancy logo or packaging or website. Their end goal is to make more product sales or get more clients to their service-based business. What we usually include in the brand strategy is we help them figure out their mission and vision. And sometimes clients already have this, especially if they've been in business for some time and if they have a really cool business plan, that's usually defined. But if they don't have it, we help them figure that out. So mission and vision. And then from there, we work on their core values. Like, what is that you promise to your clients or customers? And that is really, really important for a brand, because that is something that we want to showcase later on in the visuals. After that, we're going to help them figure out their positioning and messaging. Sometimes we don't go too deep into messaging, especially if they're not going to work with us on their website design and development, copywriting, if they already have hired someone or if they have someone on staff who does their copywriting, marketing, and so on. But we really want to make sure that we work on their positioning, because it's very important for us to know how we are going to make them stand out later on in the visuals, right? So then we are going to work on the competitor research, and not in a way of like how much others are charging, what they're doing when it comes to marketing and all of that, but more like visuals. Let's see what kind of logos your competitors have. Let's see what kind of websites, what colors they use, what typography choices they made, and so on. And then we're going to work on their target profiles and customer journey, which is basically figuring out who exactly their ideal clients are or ideal buyers. Like, are they male or female? How old they are? Where they live? Why would they buy from them? And all of that. And then, as mentioned, we would work on their content strategy if they're sticking with us for the website as well. So that's kind of brand strategy, you know, like long story short. And then we translate that document into visual identity. So once we have the brand strategy document in hand, we translate that kind of like a business plan or brand plan into visual designs. And these designs reflect their brand's voice and attributes while focusing on their ideal client persona. And the goal is to create branded visuals that instantly attract their target customers and inspire them to buy from them. Because at the end of the day, as a designer, you are a part of their team and you're helping them grow their business, right? So what's included in identity design deliverables? That's basically like logo design, color palette, typography, and styled imagery. It's very easy to understand, and it's all reflected based on the brand strategy. So if during the brand strategy, we figured out that they have or they want to have a luxury brand that's going to be very expensive, let's say it's a skincare line, and their product is going to be, I don't know, $200, then we have to create visuals that are going to attract the right target audience that has the money. We don't want to attract people who are going to just click on their ads and whatnot, but then not being able to afford them. We want to make sure that we're designing the visual identity for the right target audience. And then from there, what's even more important is packaging design. If they have a product-based business. And maybe you've heard this in the past, but sometimes packaging is even more important than the product itself. Not saying always, it's still, my clients still have to provide an amazing product, but as designers, we have to make sure that we are attracting their target audience. So, you know, like product visuals can make or break their business. So based on their unique brand strategy and identity designs, then we expand their brand's visuals into labels for their products, boxes, insert flyers, gift cards, and product bags. We focus on understanding their ideal customers and use our industry expertise to design the kind of packaging design that attracts people to their brand and motivates them to buy from their products. So that's kind of like the third phase where we design labels and packaging designs. And what that usually includes really depends on how many products they have, what those products are. You know, sometimes those can be box designs, sometimes those are gusset bags, product designs, product bags, gift bags, flyers, wrappers, and so on. So that's all in the third phase. And then the fourth phase is really easy to understand, but basically when it comes to the website, we work on the website wireframe so that we know how many pages we are going to have, what exactly we are going to have on those pages, like all the sections. And then we are going to work on website copywriting. Once everything is approved when it comes to the content, then we have a web designer that puts that content and adds visuals using the color palette that we previously designed during the visual identity phase, you know, uses the logo, packaging, labels, like all of that. And then we have a web developer who basically makes all that work. Our web developer is usually the person who's going to decide if we are going to use WordPress, Shopify, Squarespace, or any other web platform. And that's, you know, usually depends on what kind of business my clients have. If they have a product-based business, you know, we might use WordPress with WooCommerce plugins, or we might go with Shopify. So, you know, it really, really depends. But yeah, so that's kind of our process. And that's what we include in our signature offer, in our packaging. And we don't make changes. So that's another thing that we like, that's our process. People cannot really change or pick and choose what they want. Like they can't just like come to us and be like, oh, I want a flyer and I want a thank you card and I want a logo. Like that's it. No, this is the process and these are the steps. If you're not interested in brand strategy, I don't think we're the right fit. If you're not interested in this, I don't think we're the right fit. And that's okay. There are so many other designers that they can go to. And there are so many other clients that are going to come to us. So yeah, I hope that this episode was helpful to you. And if you have any questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram at Aventive Academy. And I hope to hear from you. Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your freelance portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about the programs and get started, visit AventiveAcademy.com. See you next time.